I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Two people from Texas were arrested Tuesday in Monroe and accused of unauthorized use of a vehicle and access card. 34-year-old Jimmy Carl Elliott of Hallsville, Texas, and 31-year-old Misty June Sweetney of Longview, Texas, were arrested by Washtenaw Parish Sheriff's deputies Tuesday afternoon along Bastrop Road. Arrest reports say the sheriff's office was contacted after Sweetney tried to use a stolen credit card in a business on Finks Hideaway Road. The card had already been canceled. Washtenaw Parish Sheriff's Office was informed that a vehicle belonging to the same person, whose name was on the credit card, was also reported stolen in Texas on Monday. Deputies found that vehicle traveling north on Desired Street. After a traffic stop was conducted, it was confirmed that the vehicle and credit cards were stolen. Louisiana Board of Regents members who are handling the search for a new state higher education commissioner will be in Kenner this week for meetings with interested individuals. 25 people have been under consideration for Louisiana's top higher education leadership post, but the state board has declined to release their names. It remains unclear how many people are being brought in or who they are. Board spokeswoman Katara Williams says the board will identify candidates once mutual interest is established. The state is paying a Washington, D.C.-based firm, AGB Search, up to $75,000 for its assistance and related expenses. The new commissioner will oversee Louisiana's four-year and two-year colleges, which enrolled over 221,000 students in the fall of 2013, had a combined $2.6 billion budget. The Department of Health and Hospitals confirms that two children are being treated at a Baton Rouge hospital for enterovirus D68. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on concern over the respiratory illness.
Assistant State Health Officer Dr. Takesha Davis says this is a very common strain of virus.
Each year, there are between 10 to 15 million enterovirus infections in the United States.
Davis says enterovirus D68 generally presents itself with cold-like symptoms, but appears to aggravate breathing problems in children who have asthma. She says if parents notice high fever, dehydration, or trouble breathing, they should immediately take their child to see their doctor or an urgent care clinic. Davis says we already have the knowledge to avoid spreading the virus.
Using those same tools we do for the flu.
Eric Gill reporting.
A district judge threw out the law that would give State Police Superintendent Colonel Mike Edmondson and another trooper a major retirement boost. Judge Janice Clark ruled the provision to be unconstitutional, stating lawmakers did not follow proper procedure in passing the pension change. State Treasurer John Kennedy says the measure was not only unconstitutional, it was unfair.
It gave special extra retirement benefits to people who had the political clout to get a special bill passed by the legislature, and that's not right.
The law was passed in the final hours of the 2014 session. He says the benefit increases would have been drawn from an expense account that funds cost of living increases for retired state troopers and their families. Kennedy says laws are supposed to apply to everybody equally.
It doesn't matter whether you're a prince or a pauper. You're supposed to be equal in the eyes of the law, and this bill was given special treatment.
Both Edmondson and the other troopers said that they had no intention to accept the increased benefit. Kennedy hopes the book is now closed on the matter. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy by this afternoon, the high today in the upper 80s, mostly cloudy tonight with the low near 70.